Making the jump to working for someone else to working for yourself is often more of a process than a single event, and that means getting from here to there involves more than a little creativity, especially on the financial side of setting up a business. An RBC report compiled with the small business platform Owner sampled more than 1,000 Canadian entrepreneurs and wannabe business owners earlier this year, and they focused on what they call solopreneurs, or one-person shops. They found that more than 85% of those business owners finance their operations with personal savings, cash from other businesses they run, family, or friends. And they are ambitious, with more than half saying they were generating income from two or three sources or jobs. But despite the heavy workloads, they're happy, saying they would do it all over again. Nonetheless, they do have some frustrations. As solopreneurs, they are often busy, too busy to do things such as planning growth strategies. But when they do think growth, customer attraction and retention tops the list. I'm Paul Martin.